This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The first trial in the death of Elijah McClain began Wednesday with opening statements. The defendants are former Aurora police officers Randy Rodema and Jason Rosenblatt. They were the assisting officers when McClain died in 2019. CPR's Allison Sherry reports defense attorneys may argue their clients are being tried for political reasons.
Elijah McClain died in 2019. His case was closed, or the officers were back to work. No one had done anything really measurable about his death. And then when George Floyd was murdered and everybody took to the streets, his name became invoked with this police brutality movement, and his case was reopened by Governor Polis, and here we are today.
CPR's Allison Sherry. Three other people also faced charges, including the officer who first contacted McClain and two paramedics who injected him with ketamine. They are being tried separately. The Senate bypassed the stall tactics of an Alabama senator to confirm three top military nominations. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says these votes were needed, but called the holds in place for all the others regrettable.
Getting three done is great. That's all we're talking about. We're talking about over 300. And these are people who's they're one-star, two-star generals that have to move their families. The person they're replacing has left.
Usually these promotions are done in groups, but when Republican senators held them up for months, it would take several more months for the Senate to hold individual votes on all the nominations, which include the new commanders of Space Command and Northern Command in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.